Vegas.
Oh, look at that. It's 6 p.m. here in Las Vegas. You know what that means, don't you?
You're now entering a world of internet radio insanity. A world where we have black belts sitting across from authors. A world we like to call Spank Wagon Radio. Prepare yourself as we talk with bloggers, XM radio DJs, and maybe another retard on the phone, here at Spank Wagon Radio. Join our cast of few as we go on this epic journey for two really excruciatingly long hours in front of your computer without a pee break. Here, people like Murphy say something stupid like,
"Hey, anyone seen my pants?"
Join us as we sit with a kung fu master as he gives us the most sage knowledge of all.
Don't fry bacon when you're naked.
Let us not forget the immortal words of Ginger Tits McGee.
No, I won't show you my fucking tits.
And we also have a black man on the show, but he hasn't said anything good yet. Get ready. Join the chat room. Turn on the web cameras. It's time. For Spank Wagon Radio!
Wow. That was fucking cool.
I sound like shit. Am I popping on everybody else crackling?
Yeah, you're popping.
I'm going to fix my...
Well, don't forget, our headsets over here blow monkeys.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's really, right. They have.
I don't want it on my head if it actually does that.
No, just in her mouth. That's right, boys and girls.
What do you do when I'm not here?
Spank it like wild children.
With my calendar?
Exactly.
Just wipe it off when you're done.
That's a very hot calendar, by the way.
Smoking hot. Boys and girls, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
The greatest radio show ever.
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 Sorry.
Yeah, well, fuck off.
Shit.
I'm Murphy. To my left is Ginger Tits McGee. To the far end is the black man who nobody cares about.
I'm Chief.
I care about you.
No, I'm just kidding. Decaf, we love you. Got
vote for Osama. I mean, Obama.
All right. That should work much.
You're crackling, but that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And we've got Decaf and, of course, Trencher here with us.
Yay!
The music for tonight, that's right. It was the intro to the World of Warcraft Burning Crusade.
Oh, is that what that was?
Otherwise known as the thing that has taken over my life.
Dude, he keeps texting me to log on and play it with him.
Wow. Is your wife a WoW widow again?
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, look, I made a Drenai Pally. I'm happy. That's all there is to it.
Oh yeah, and you know, you said that we're going to go 2 hours without a pee break.
Yeah, we're
yeah, my wife
thinks that we actually could die from that.
Good
can
point.
We sue, yeah. Can we sue? Make
yeah.
Again?
Yeah, well, you see, you'd have to fire yourself.
We'll sue you for a...
You're fired.
If you pee, don't pee on my shoes.
You know what? I don't know.
Kick you in the nuts.
If it wasn't for the shitty mic, that intro was a damn good intro.
It was really good.
That was good.
I never heard that damn song before, ever, and I think I nailed the timing of it.
No, you did. That was good.
It's a cool song, too.
Even though I don't think anybody could really hear my sage advice, though.
You know what?
No one could hear your sage advice.
I was going over the audio this week, for last week, and you are really quiet on the mic, and I think it's because you talk into the side of it like this.
Oh, yeah.
Get it right in your mouth.
No.
Right there.
Actually, best throat it.
Here,
hold on. Best microphone placement is actually like this, because you don't want to talk directly into the microphone.
Well, because then you pop your peas.
Because you pop your peas and you drag your asses, but if you talk past, you know.
Chief doesn't talk past it, though. He talks into the side of it like this.
Yeah, it's kind
of
like a side thing. Yeah. I should kind of...
Exactly.
Can you hear?
Trencher's mic is now taking it in the ass, apparently.
Hey, speaking of last week's audio, I actually wanted to recap last week real quick.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here we
go. Can you bring up the audio?
Oh, God.
Your audio's up.
Here's just a recap of last week.
Oh, God.
Come here, cock, Dr. Jones.
I got my helmet now.
The best is when I kneel down and...
I like hard. Give it to me hard. Lubricate and repeat.
Ginger gains good head.
I promise. Ready?
Suck it up, black on my cock.
Me. I'm the one who keeps saying cock and shit, you know?
Fuck.
This is my 2 hours of profanity, you know? I like hard. Cock.
Tits.
Don't look into the cock. Look into the cock.
I promise.
Ginger gives good head.
I got my helmet now.
Ready?
Suck it up, black on my cock.
All right. Cock.
The best is when I kneel down and get so busted.
Me. I'm the one who keeps saying cock and shit, you know?
Fuck.
This is my 2 hours of profanity, you know?
Wow. Yeah, so that's a recap of last week.
Yeah.
That was so wrong.
You know what the really sad part is that the background techno song that you're playing there, every club in Tijuana on the weekend plays that song.
That's a great song.
Isn't that Aqua?
No, it's... I don't even know who sings that.
I don't know.
It's not Aqua,
what,
though.
What, Barbie Girl or what?
Yeah.
No, it's not Barbie Girl.
It's definitely not Barbie Girl.
Whatever it is, that's all they play in Tijuana on the weekends.
And at Six Flags amusement parks.
Yeah. Oh, could there be a coincidence?
Huh.
Correlation?
Where's it at?
All right, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. This is Spank Wagon Radio. We've already gone through the introductions. Let's get you guys involved at home. Here's what's going on. We've got a couple guests tonight. We hope you enjoy them. We know we will. I think one of them is going to be preaching to the choir, though, and that's going to be...
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be good because we're going to be talking about the most heinous, horrible, awful thing in the world.
The fact that Dakota Fanning's rape scene will not be shown in full IMAX?
What?
What are you talking about?
I guess that's just me.
Never mind. Just you.
What is wrong with you?
You've known him for like 20
years.
No.
Murphy has been into a lot of shit.
Murphy's back.
But it's never been kiddie porn.
You ever notice how the quality... No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Wait, how did we do that last week there, Decaf? Big Daddy? Oh, yes, this is Murphy. You need to lick the peanuts out of my shit. Yeah.
Dude, that's not cool.
I love your little remix, though. That's a good remix.
Yeah, I know. That was awesome.
You know, the best part is I did keep all the things individual, so now I can just bring them up whenever I want. Like,
you know what?
Oh, Jesus.
Now I don't want to talk anymore.
I had a lot of fun. I just... I really wanted there to be more audio, and I couldn't clip enough of it out. I was kind of compressed for time, and people kept calling me on the phone. But I did get, you know, like...
I like hard. give it to me hard.
You know, and I have them all named, and they're all around. I can bring them up whenever I want.
You're fired.
Cock.
Cock. You guys had a good show last week. It sounded really cool.
Did we really have a good show last week?
I got my helmet now.
What was that?
All right. So, what we're going to be we're going to talk about those during our first break. So we can
I
go
promise.
Pee. See, that's going to confuse people because if there's no differentiating between the voices and now, oh dear.
I'm sorry, but listen to her saying this. Tell me if it isn't enough to make you just want to fucking whip out and spank it. Listen to it.
I promise.
The tone of her voice.
I promise.
I don't even.
Wait. Let's have this conversation. Let's have this conversation. Now, Ginger, please, this time, tell me you won't hurt me.
I promise.
Okay. Then nice, Murph. You screw up
sorry.
A fucking bit. Oh, we killed your mic already.
There's an easy way to fix it, though.
Tits. Tits.
Nice. All right, so we want
the best boom. Is when I kneel down and get. You're an asshole. Oh. Turn my mic back on.
Your mic's on. All right, so here's what we want to do. We have you in the chat room. We want everybody to join in the chat room, especially when we get our interviewers on, because this is where we're going to be pulling our questions
from. Exactly.
So get into the chat room. Now, the best way to do this is going to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link. It'll bring up the webcam, which we have actually fired up right now.
Come here, cock, Dr. Jones.
This is going to get old. This is going to get old fast.
I'm sorry, but that has got to be my favorite line of the week right there last week. That was the night for me. Just
come here, cock, Dr. Jones.
That was fucking fantastic.
Anywho.
Yeah, wow. Hit the cam and chat link, guys. Come on in and talk to us.
Hit the cam and chat. We want you to join in, and don't worry. You'll understand the in-joke soon.
Sorry.
What?
He decided he had to empty his trash now.
I'm kind of retarded.
Kind of. We also want you to call in. We'll open up the phone lines a little later, actually. We're not going to open them up right now. So when we do open them up a little later, we want you to call in. We want to hear from you. It'll be during our roundtable so that when we have our open-ended discussions, you are going to be included. Because that's always fun.
Oh, shit.
Especially after last week.
I just load up fucking Skype, and there's an actual chat room called Wiccan Religious Chat.
Of course. Why wouldn't there be?
Okay, Ginger, don't worry about it. It's just a little. It's about? Nagware. If you hit the continue button, you'll bypass it. There you go.
Think about it. If we have a case where we had one of our soldiers who died, who was a Wiccan, and now in
Wiccan.
Whoa. Wow. Now in the what Arlington is it going to be in? Where he will actually have the Wiccan, star
that's right,
on
that's right.
A tombstone.
The pentagram.
Yeah. So you know that's. Progress, I guess that's progressive.
Yeah, no.
Got to look at it like that.
Progressive.
So let's say a gay guy dies, and they recognize it. Do they get like a little triangle?
A rainbow?
They
could get a rainbow, though.
I think they get a penis etched into it.
Could it be like and if they're Christian, would it be like a rainbow cross?
Oh. How do you do rainbow in stone?
You could do
how
it.
How do you do rainbow?
Spray paint.
Do you want
spray
me to
paint.
Call my friends?
I'm sure they're able to do it.
Well, yeah, I don't think they have custom graphic tombstones at Arlington Cemetery.
They better now.
Well,
holy shit.
Well, wait, you know what though? You know what though? Considering how many gang members join up in the military, and this is a news article we covered last year, how many gang members are actually in the army, and how much American gang signs are tagged up on walls over in Iraq and all that. Maybe the tombstones now need to start having the gang signs.
I knew it. Tupac didn't die. He just went to Iraq.
Fuck that. He's dead.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Nah, decaf saw him at McDonald's like last week.
No, that was Dupac. That was
Dupac. Sorry. Dude.
That was my cousin.
That was Trapac, the next edition.
Trapac.
All right. So what do we want to start with? You had some that music was the nerd stuff you wanted to start with, there, Murph?
Yeah, that was actually music from Burning Crusade, the new.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Was it really?
please, let's you stop, and I guarantee he won't pull out his sound clips because they get annoying.
I'm being good. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Come here, cock, Dr. Jones.
Okay.
Actually, I did want to talk about my trip last week. We did have a really good time, and I brought these back. I wanted to show you guys. It is a set
now,
of Mickey
wait, wait,
ears.
Wait. For the people on the listening in, your trip was to Disneyland or
to
World?
Disneyland.
Disneyland, okay.
Mm-hmm. Happiest place on Earth.
Happiest prefab place on Earth.
Especially since there's a beer truck in DCA.
Wow.
I did buy a new set of ears. I try to buy a set of ears every time we go, and these are the Jack the Pumpkin King ears. They're black and gray striped. They've got Jack on the front, and of course I had to have them put my name on the back.
Murphy,
which
nice.
I actually had to kind of wrestle with the girl a little bit. She didn't want to do it. Something kind of annoyed me, though.
Why did they not?
They don't want to put nicknames on the back of them anymore. They only want to put people's first names. What? But
wait, how do they know your first name?
They ask you.
So why the fuck you didn't say Murphy?
That's what I said, and she kind of gave me a look, and I'm like, it's what everyone calls me. But they no longer do them by hand. And you remember watching them do that by hand, fucking arm wrestling with that thing, getting the name in there. Yeah. That was a fucking art form. Now it's all computer done. They plug it into a little computer.
Why wouldn't
it be?
Why wouldn't it be?
It took, you know, there was just a little thing about having it done, you know, this way. And I've seen the people put, like, butterflies at the end of the word and do it all by hand, and it was just a really cool thing to have done by hand. You know, I still like the new one, but it's great. But I kind of like the old one, too. You know, having people do it. They also changed the string color. It's not yellow anymore. Now it's all white.
Oh, okay.
So the park was awesome. I got to see the new Pirates of the Caribbean, which was pretty cool.
Isn't that like the third rebuild of it in like the past 5 years?
Well, all they've done now is they put Jack in, Jack Sparrow, and they did a really good job with it. He looks fantastic. There's also this really cool, and we've talked about it before, there's this cool effect as you're going through the caverns in the beginning where they've got this mist coming down and they do a video projection of Davy Jones into it and he's talking and it was really cool and it literally is right in your face. You put your hands to it.
Sounds so fucking exciting.
Pound sand in your ass, Negro. The other thing is they have finally done the,
Now Disneyland sounds awesome.
Yeah, let's go.
They've done.
They put us near the beer truck, right?
Exactly. They've finally done the summer makeover for Space Mountain. Mm. So now it's Rocket Mountain or Rockin' Space Mountain, whatever you want to call it. It's actually really cool. It's they nixed the Van Halen soundtrack, and it's the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Speaking of Van Halen, did anybody else see that they're going to try yet another reunion? They are going to attempt to bring back David Lee Roth and do another Van Halen reunion.
That's fantastic.
11 years after the last one failed
miserably. So
funny. You never stop trying.
Sorry, had to interject.
Yeah,
that
one's going to. Yeah, that's going to crash and burn
again.
But the new Space Mountain, it's really cool because inside it's supposed to feel like you're inside of a rock concert being thrown around the stage. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot more lighting, and you can see where you're going. You can see the track, different colored lights going off. There's scaffolding in places, you know, like you would see on it. It's really cool. I was all prepared to hate it, and it actually was really cool.
So does it take away that it's not Space Mountain anymore?
No, because it's still Space Mountain, and it's still, you know, the same track, but it's faster. They have sped it up, and the soundtrack's really cool. And plus the effects inside now, like there's a... Well, okay, for those of you that remember the old Space Mountain, you hit the launch tube, and they just had that red light that had the thing. Mm. Now the tube actually has a wraparound LCD that goes around the entire tube, and the red pulses through that. Well, instead, what they've got is basically what looks like a Winamp VST plug-in that's got like a...
Sine wave.
It's got the sine wave in the audio pattern, and it's really cool. And
nice.
I'm a fan of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and I really did like it. It was cool.
Nice.
Jenny in the chat room is asking, why not Hagar? Sammy Hagar for Van Halen. Easy.
Hagar sucked.
He's a pussy and doesn't like to travel. That's why he quit Van Halen. Yeah. He doesn't like to tour.
I like Van Halen, not Van Hagar.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like any of them. I think that when it comes to Van Halen, when David Lee Roth left, it was done. They should have just said, fuck it, we're done. Because it hasn't been all that good since. Now, they haven't been able to pull off like what AC/DC pulled off. You know, when Bon Scott died, and I can't think of what's the name they brought in, but he had such a good dynamic voice, and he made, you know, just as much as Bon Scott did, but in a different way, they survived. I don't think that Van Halen was Van Halen after.
No, Van Halen was really cool. But
I
when
can't
when
drive. No.
Yeah, no. You can take that and you can take that right now shit and stick it right up your ass. Everybody knows it's all about Hot for Teacher.
Yes.
Fucking well, great any song. Band that tries to bring a new lead on, they never are as good as the beginning.
I won't say that because, again, I'll reference back to AC/DC.
Okay, yep. But that how long was that lead singer there before he was gone?
First two albums?
Yep.
First two or three albums, and then because Riot, was it? Not Back in Black. Yeah, it was Back in... No.
You're thinking Ride the Lightning, which was Metallica.
Metallica, but there was another one that AC/DC did.
Yeah.
Thunder... Well, I can't think of the album, but that was his intro album, you know, and that's what... I mean, I guess I see what your point is. You know, maybe the old guy wasn't there long enough, but...
Well, it's like Alice in Chains trying to get a new lead. You cannot do
no,
that.
No, you can't do no, that. But that's because Cantrell made Alice in Chains.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, what about Chris Cornell taking over basically the lead spot for Rage?
Well, that worked just because of the fact that it wasn't Rage anymore.
But they didn't take that same name. They no. changed it.
They changed the name, but they weren't Rage anymore. It wasn't political anymore.
Yeah.
You know,
no, now it seems to be all religious. If you listen to the lyrics yeah. on this song. Speaking of Rage... Rage Against the Machine is getting back together for Coachella this year.
Yay.
Ooh.
Which is going to be fucking fantastic.
That's awesome.
Is it going to be angry religious rage? Or
probably
is it
not.
Be angry
it'll probably be
rage.
Angry political
wow.
rage.
I just so realized what's going on here. I knew Jenny in the chat room, but I wasn't confirmed
That's
that
Mrs.
it was
Balls.
It was Mrs. Balls. Yeah. I wasn't sure. But, dude, tonight is the 1 year anniversary of when we hooked her and Claude up.
Fantastical.
Damn.
Excellent.
That was a year ago.
Holy shiitake mushrooms.
Well, congratulations. You deserve that because they've been married almost six months.
Damn.
So that's awesome.
And she hasn't killed him yet, which is fantastic.
That's fantastic.
Fantastic. Hey, how you doing?
Spankwagon Radio, hooking people up since last year.
Hey, I've gotten my cock sucked because of this radio show.
By who?
You.
What?
Oh.
Walked into that one.
Damn.
Yeah.
So.
Snap.
But yeah, Rage is getting back together for one show. It's almost like Guns N' Roses because basically what Velvet Revolver is just Guns N' Roses.
Oh, I yeah. am not a fan.
And I'm not a fan either. I liked Stone Temple Pilots for like a
no,
minute.
I really do like Stone Temple Pilots, but Velvet Revolver just is not.
No, they weren't. It wasn't any good. And Axl Rose is such a flake that yet again Chinese Democracy. Is still not out when it was supposed to be.
They're saying March now.
They've said this month. They've said March every March for the past 5-6 years. It's not going to happen.
Well, look, it's going to suck no matter what.
No, it's going to suck no matter what. Buckethead isn't even involved in Guns N' Roses anymore.
Yeah.
Or GNR, whatever they're calling themselves.
It's going to be hard. The new album is going to suck. Axl just can't pull it off anymore. It's the way it's going to go.
He looks like a potato with eyeballs.
Axl Rose?
And my
yeah,
friend
he
made
does.
Out with him.
Jesus
nice.
Christ. Someone wow. hit low standards. Your friend.
Or is it no standards?
Your yeah. friend still.
Yeah, her. Her. Friend.
Friend.
Retracting that statement.
Yeah. Was it a guy or a girl?
It's a girl, and I can point her out to you, but I won't.
Oh, she's in?
No.
Oh. Hey, speaking of, guys, did you know that Ginger's calendar will be released soon?
What?
What?
What? Release soon.
That shit's
is
out.
Is it available
it's
now?
Out.
I got
oh.
that shit next to me.
If you catch me out on the town, you will possibly.
And as a matter of fact, I will say this. By next week, we should have the link up so you can order a Lucky Betty's 2007 pinup calendar straight from Spankwagon
for
Radio.
Yourself.
Yes.
Guys, we've seen the calendar. It's fucking
it's
awesome.
It's awesome.
I'm
should,
so proud.
I swear to God, it should come prepackaged with a bottle of Lubriderm and some Kleenex.
Especially. For Thanksgiving.
Oh, November is fantastic.
You know,
dude, that whole calendar is fantastic.
You know, well, we
are you gonna,
I know.
Are you going to autograph them or no?
Actually.
At the party, there's yeah. going to be autographs from 9 to 11.
Party, you say?
February 16th, the release
okay,
party.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody what's going on
at
February
the
16th.
House, February 16th in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're having a party for the release of the calendar. It starts at 9 p.m. From 9 to 11, we have autographs with all the girls from 9:30 throughout the evening. We're going to have four bands perform.
All of them?
Three out of the four are local bands. One's from California. We have a burlesque show, and we also have the swing shift side show is going to perform, which is basically a geek show. Fire breathing, sword swallowing, fabulousness.
So Miss August is going to be there?
Yes, hopefully.
I guess I got to wear my good clothes. So.
She's the only
you
got to
do your
sure
damn
now
laundry, bitch.
It's going to be a good time. We're going to be selling the calendars. It's $5 to get in the door. That's the only night that you can buy the calendar for $20. Otherwise, it's $25. But the reason why we took the five off is because you're paying to get in the door.
Okay. Guys, show the love. This is a fantastic calendar, and Miss Ginger has taken this upon herself. This is all her, and I got to say congratulations. It fucking owns.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
Mr. Balls, are you still there? We just noticed that Mr. Balls called, but I guess he hung up.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe he'll call back. Yeah, guys, this calendar does rock. When it's when you're able to buy it, please buy it. If you're here in Vegas, go to the release party. And we're still trying to work on the details, but we may actually be doing a live broadcast before the party, do a little pre-show.
Well,
or
we're going to be here. It's a Friday, so we're going to be here doing a show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Logistics didn't quite work out.
Oh, that fell through?
Well, never mind. I don't think it ever fell up, you know?
And if anybody can make this party, I mean, if you haven't partied...
Oh, you can't party if you haven't partied with Ginger and the girls.
Yeah, wait. Now, let's point out
she's
how
just referring
much
to the ones in her
let's
chest.
Let's point out exactly... You know, how hardcore she is.
Ginger, okay. Ginger, what time did you get your calendar last night?
8 p.m.
And what did you do immediately after?
I went straight to different bars to promote it.
And what time did you get home this morning?
5:30 this morning.
And how have you been feeling?
I've been sick all week.
Nice. All right. I think we got him back
all
on
right,
the line
there
here.
There he is.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, you're there. Hey, Mr. Balls, ladies and gentlemen. Claude Balls, one of the original Spank Wagoners on
that
the phone.
Sounds very low. Well,
spanketeer, even.
Mr. Married Man, how you doing?
Pretty good. How's everybody out there?
We're miserable. Dude, we all have the flu, and we're shitting ourselves in the seats.
Wow.
Yeah, well, miserable for you. Me, my fecophilia is just running wild.
Yeah, it is.
I appreciate your fecophilia.
It's because you're black. No one can see it. All right, Mr. Balls, what's up?
I'm going to tell you right now, there is no way you can compare Van Halen to AC/DC.
Oh,
come on!
How do you not compare Van Halen to AC/DC?
Yeah, you can.
You can.
Okay.
All right.
You can. They're
all shitty. Wait.
AC/DC changed singers, yes. But AC/DC still put out not only good songs, but, you know, they pretty much, for the most part, kept their format the same. Van Halen with David Lee Roth, man. Van Halen with David Lee Roth, it was like, it was supposed to be like light metal, you know? It was like you know, smile rock. Where everybody fucking grinned and shit, you know?
Uh-huh.
But still, it was like upbeat and shit like that. And then all of a sudden you have fucking Van Hagar. Hagar comes along, dude. Now they're trying to be like hardline adult contemporary, dude. You got to compare. You take like Jump, Panama, okay? Compare that to like Pound Cake and Right Now. Come on.
Yeah.
Completely different.
Okay. So, all right. So what you're saying basically is there's no comparison aside from the fact they change lead singers.
That's the only comparison, though, man. Right. When Van Halen changed lead singers, they changed format.
Well, when Van Halen did change singers, you're right. They did go to more like an adult contemporary, but they tried to rock out with some things. I've just never been a fan of Sammy Hagar. It's just, ugh.
All right.
No, dude, other than, like, I Can't Drive 55, which is a staple of any movie that has a, you know, where the film is sped up to show a car chase right there, that's like the only kind of halfway decent song, and if that comes on the radio,
well, to be
I'll
fair,
listen to the first chorus and then turn it off.
To be fair, that wasn't part of Van Halen, though. That was all just Sammy Hagar. So.
Right, but other than like I Can't Drive 55, name one like Sammy Hagar song he did by himself.
Cabo Wabo.
Mas Tequila.
Then there was that solo album of his that totally blew monkeys.
Yeah, dude, it just Sammy Hagar is not a good fucking singer. You know. Yeah, he doesn't like to tour, which is exactly, he's exactly where he should be, you know, hosting the fucking Cabo Wabo Lounge in Vegas.
Exactly, okay? where he stays in one place. All right, thanks for call, Claude.
You got it.
Hey, happy anniversary.
Why, thank you very much. It's 1 year that we met, and 6 months we've been married today.
Wow.
Congratulations.
I hope to
that's
make
awesome
it to 6 months.
Or tomorrow.
We hope you live for 6 months.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, thanks, Claude. Have a good night.
Will do.
All right, so there you go, a little bit of piping in on the bands. And he's got a point there. You can't compare because the music styles did drastically change.
Yeah.
So it explains why they came out with pure shit when they tried a third lead singer. But, hey, that's another topic altogether. Here's what we're going to do. We are going to cut to a break. When we come back, we're going to have hopefully our guest on the line. This is the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be back.
69, yeah, yeah. Fly Apollo 69.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you're back with the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Now, as promised, on the phone, and you're going to have to help me pronounce his name there, Murph.
It's Kirk Biglione.
Biglione.
He's from MediaLoper.com.
So let's get him on the line. Kirk, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Awesome.
Biglione. That's a tight name, man. That's a tight name.
Well, guys, Kirk is a blogger at MediaLoper.com. He has a what I would say probably one of the best blogs out there as far as technology goes. The only problem I have with him is he's a diehard Giants fan. And
No. Got that wrong. One of our writers is a diehard.
Oh, one of the writers. I'm sorry.
I'm an Oakland fan.
Oh, we're
he's
so sorry.
Fan. Yeah. Well, I'm a Dodgers fan.
Entirely
so
Entirely different concept.
Yeah. Excellent baseball versus crap. So, anyway, Kirk.
Wait. Designated hitter, Mike Piazza.
So, Kirk, we brought you on tonight to talk about the Perform Act. Now, we had you guys' blog had a great bit on it the other day. And, well, Trench, take over, man. This is your deal.
This is kind of my thing. And I know it's going to be kind of like the entire choir is here with robes on sort of a thing. But first, let me go ahead and give everybody the link to get to your actual entry, your blog entry. And I actually made a teeny URL out of it. So if you go to teenyurl.com/26TME7, that's 26TME and then 7, the number 7, you'll be able to get to that article. Here you wrote about the reintroduction of the most evil thing in the world called Perform Act, or Platform Equality and Remedies for Rights Holders in Music Act.
Isn't it funny how bad laws never die?
Oh, God. And, you know, we fought the...
Back.
Yeah, they got wonderful shelf life. It's like a, not even a bad penny. But you wrote here discussing what the Perform Act is a little bit. And one thing I liked here, you pointed out that really I never considered it, but what are they trying to kill? Why are they trying to kill the iPod, or I should say podcasting, internet radio, recording of XM radio, things like that? Why do you think they're trying to kill it?
I don't know. It depends on how paranoid you want to be. I've got a couple of theories. One is that the recording industry is scared of new technology, and they have been for like the last 100 years. And the other is that, I guess, you know, who does a law like this benefit, really? It certainly hurts small-time broadcasters, community outlets, internet radio. But in some weird ways, it kind of benefits large broadcasters who have more competition now than they ever had before. And if a law like this passes, who's going to be able to comply?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Clear Channels of the world will have internet radio to themselves, and independent broadcasters won't be able to compete.
That is true, especially when you're dealing with like what we have here, which is a very, I'd almost say, humble internet radio show we've been doing for, I don't know, 6 years. What made you interested in actually writing about this, and what is your interest in internet radio?
Well, I'm a long-time listener, first-time interviewer.
Sweet.
I have a background in radio, going back to college radio decades ago. You know, you mentioned Media Loafer focuses on technology, but our specific emphasis is the intersection of technology and media and the transition of media to the new world, the internet, basically. And it's a difficult time for old media companies, radio, television, newspapers, motion picture companies. There are all these new things they're having to adapt to, and their audience is generally way out ahead of the content providers in terms of the way they want to receive programming.
Mm-hmm.
That's the focus of Media Loafer. So Formact is kind of a natural extension of that in terms of what we have been covering on Media Loafer, as well as long-term interest in radio and an interest in internet radio. I'm one of those people who rarely ever leaves the house, so it's internet radio for me exclusively.
Okay.
I couldn't find a local radio station if I had to.
at least not what you want to listen to.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So when you wrote in this, what are some of the responses you're getting from your blog article? I mean, aside from obviously us jumping on and saying, hey, let's just get this guy on and have him talk about it.
Well, you know, some of it is the choir who are excited, you know. I've had some interesting responses. Some of them I'm not quite sure who the people are working for. There's this misperception. I'm not sure if there's a misinformation campaign that's being launched along with the reintroduction of this act, but some people have suggested that this might actually be a good thing for internet broadcasters because it's an attempt to standardize the music licensing procedures and rates for internet broadcasters. I don't know about that. If you read the act, that doesn't really seem to be the case, especially in regards to all of the additional stipulations that they're putting on internet broadcasters in terms of requirements for ways that you're supposed to secure the format.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see that ever being a good thing for, you know, independent broadcasters.
No, I can agree, because when you try to inject a universal DRM, it's just not going to work, no matter what.
Well, there's no such thing as a universal DRM.
Well, fair play.
That's another important factor that people have to think about when they discuss passing a law like this, is what DRM are you mandating? There is no open source DRM. There's really no cross-platform DRM that's widely available that anyone can use.
Right. Well, I think the point of the DRM is not to be open source. Now, if they were to come up with something like that, maybe almost like a PGP-based system, would you be inclined to maybe stick up for a product like that versus nothing at all, if it meant saving internet radio?
Well, I'm not sure that if a law like this passes that it would be enforceable. Let's put it that way. I don't know that this will make that a law like this would kill internet radio. I'm avoiding answering your question.
Okay.
I don't know that a law like this would kill internet radio. You could move offshore. You could fly into the radar. Who's going to enforce a law like this, really? How many streams have maybe, you know, two or three dozen listeners?
Well, you know, I think what this is going after, though, is the biggies. It can go after, you know, the giant podcasts like Twit and anything coming. Well, and for internet radio, it's going to go after anything from like Soma.fm. Which is, you know, one of the largest that I've ever ran across for internet radio broadcasting.
Right. Well, one of the interesting theories I have about this law is that it's not really even about internet broadcasters, but it has more to do with satellite broadcasters.
Mm-hmm. And with the recording applications and the software and the hardware that have come out in the past, what, year and a half, 2 years now?
Yeah. Well, Sirius came out with a device. It's like TiVo for the radio. XM has one as well. And those two broadcasters have taken entirely different approaches to how they're dealing with the RIAA. Sirius signed a deal right away, and XM is fighting, and they're actually in court with the recording industry. And on the advice of Hillary Rosen, no less, who is now a consultant for XM Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read, you know, the law as it's being proposed, it really seems to be targeted at those kinds of devices. And it's just a bonus that internet broadcasters are getting that end of the deal as well.
Just because of the medium we choose to broadcast on mirrors or is equally affected by, well, digital communications and DMCA and all that.
Yeah, and well, and, you know, I don't know of any internet broadcasters that are marketing sort of an end-to-end solution like Sirius or the XM boxes.
True.
It's a different sort of service. Part of the portion of the law that deals with modifying the royalty rates for digital broadcasters really is they're trying to propose this as something that, you know, assuming that all people who are making music available digitally are equivalent to something like Rhapsody or Napster. You're in the music distribution business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen to your show. You're not in the music business at all. You're doing talk radio with some music.
Yep.
And, you know, you listen to a wide range of internet broadcasters. It's, you know, I'm sure it goes anywhere from all talk to all music and, you know, everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone then, suddenly all of those people are considered to be music distributors. Everyone is Rhapsody or Napster now.
Just because of the medium we carry it on.
There needs to be, you know, for a law like this to work, it needs to take into account the intent of the broadcaster, I think. Not everyone is out there to, you know, start music radio, or, you know, there are different intentions. As well as when you look at a service like Napster or Rhapsody, they're doing higher bitrate recordings. It's music on demand. You pick your artist, you pick your song. It's nothing at all like internet.
Yeah, I'm looking at two of the finer points on the on it. One of the things they want to do is create a rate parity that would basically make anyone using any sort of broadcast system have to pay the same basic fair market value for the songs that they're playing and establish what they call content protection, where everyone would be required to use reasonably available and economically reasonable technology to prevent music theft. All that comes down to is it appears that the RIAA is trying to force people to, you know, pay the same amount as the guy, the big guys are paying for their songs, and then have to use what they consider to be a viable solution for content protection, which honestly would probably only be able to come from them at their pricing. And it really would. I mean, yeah, the big guys will be able to pay for it, but guys like us, if that's what they're going to aim for, having us pay the same amount as like an XM radio really kind of screws the little guys over.
Yeah, the catch word there is reasonable. Who determines what reasonable is?
And it definitely won't have any input from any of us because, you know, we're trying to broadcast. So, of course, you know, they're going to say, well, you guys are the broadcasters, and especially the little guys who have very little voice. Like I'm going to say it, you know, everybody here from the home studio of LV Rocks and studios like, well, actually a partner studio of ours, KC Host Radio Network, who we put together a site, performact.com, for the first round. Just a little info site, you know. It's very hard to get that word because how many people stumble upon internet radio, you know, and people who are actually fighting us. But
well, Kirk, I want to thank you for coming on. You've been really informative. Guys, that is medialoper.com. Check it out. Read it. It is fantastic. Kirk, I was just looking at it. Oh, Decaf, you had something?
I wanted to ask Kirk one question.
Sure.
Okay. Hey, Kirk, this is Decaf. If you were a artist, and you did hear your song constantly used by, sites and stuff like that, would you be upset and feel that you should get paid for it?
Well, I mean, that's the nature of radio, is, you know, they're really turning the tables on the dynamic of how radio and music, you know, the relationship between radio and music historically has been that radio has been a form of marketing and promotion. And, you know, in the past, the music industry has had trouble with a thing called payola, where they've actually had to pay radio stations to play their music. Now they're looking at it as maybe we can make money from radio stations. If I were an artist and I heard my music on the radio, I'd be happy. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a couple of bands that, you know, come in the studio and play us and play here with us. If one of those bands, like Take, for example, hears their songs in the rotation here on the station, they get thrilled about it. They're mm-hmm. not upset that they're not making money. They're getting more people introduced. And artists really don't make money off of the songs themselves. The more these days, they get money out of ticket sales and off of merchandise sales.
Yep.
That's where the real money for them is coming from.
Yeah, traditionally, the only people who've made money from radio airplay besides the artists who sell records from, you know, having people hear the music and buying it are songwriters that get songwriting performance royalties. Internet radio stations pay the same royalties, those same royalties that mm-hmm. broadcast radio stations do. So the songwriters are covered in that regard as well. So, yeah, I think generally that's one of the great things about internet radio is a wider range of artists get exposure to a larger audience than would if we were just limited to the few broadcast radio stations that were licensed to be on the air.
Right.
And really what it comes down to is the people who are really afraid of this are, you know, the high-paid producers, the high-paid owners and the corporate directors of, you know, the talent agencies, of the, media agencies and all of, you know, the people who are making millions and billions of dollars a year.
Right.
Basically by just doing nothing.
All right. So, Kirk, again, that's MediaLoper.com. Thanks for coming on and spending a little time with us. And good luck with your RSS addiction, by the way.
Great. Yeah, I'm working on that.
Yeah, good luck. Spankwagon does have an RSS feed.
Of course, we got to get our podcast out there.
Exactly. So I'll
add that to my reader tonight.
There we go.
There you go. Spankwagon on it.
Yeah, Kirk. Again, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you again hopefully soon.
Okay.
All right.
Later.
All right. So that was Kirk. And really quick, I want to apologize for the audio problems with the phone. While we were doing that interview, we were monkeying with this board, getting that noise down and his audio up. So,
but hopefully it does come out clear. And you guys can always download the podcast and listen to it again.
Yep.
And we won't sue you.
No.
No. You know, and that's you know, one thing that's so sad is here we are a medium that you can't stumble upon a good internet radio show like Spankwagon Radio. You have to find it. You have to know about it. You have to hear it word of mouth. And, you know, he made a good point. How are they going to enforce something that most of us fly very much under the radar? I mean, if you think about it, before we hooked up with LV Rocks and all of our wonderful syndicates out there, who heard of us?
Again, really under the radar for most of it. It's a sad thing that they're trying to push something like this through, and it's basically just to get more money out of someone or other.
No, the big wigs are afraid of pretty much the unregulated sharing of the internet. I mean, that's really what they're afraid of.
Here's another very valid point in regards to that. We broadcast right now at 56K.
Yeah.
Okay, 56K is significantly crappier than a standard rip, which is 128.
Yeah.
CD quality being what, 192 or 160?
192 is good CD. Yeah. It really starts at
160. So, you know, so. I mean, we could play some kick-ass music, but it's going to sound like shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, compared to a CD. And most podcasts, I mean, what back in the day, back with regular radio. Pre-internet, I made tapes that are recorded off the I made audio tapes. You know, if I knew a song was coming up, I'd hit record on the old.
You try to cut it off before the DJ came back on the air.
Yeah, cut it off before the DJ came in. And sure, it sounded like ass because it wasn't like, you know, all high def quality and everything. But, you know, you made your mixtape and everything. And so what if people, you know, rip some songs off of a 56K, you know, feed?
You're dead.
You're dead.
Hit your button on your mic.
I'd like them to actually ask each artist, the musicians themselves, and see if they really care.
But do you
realize could be very angry?
Do you realize though, a lot of artists, music. I want to say is Music Scan or whatever that does the royalties. Music Scan does the royalties for CD sales for all these artists and stuff. A couple months ago, I read an article and we did it on air about how many artists still have money owed to them by Music Scan. They did a database and said, "Whoa, you haven't been paying your money out." To these artists, to these people who have been working. So it's a scam. They don't want to give the artist their money. They want to take that art and they want to use it as their own. You know, they want to just appropriate it, take it over, and not share and share alike. They just don't want it. They want, you know, that's why we have restrictive digital rights management where I own one. Oh, this is a good one, too. We'll even talk about the Zune here and tie this in. I own a song. I want to rip that song and put it on an MP3 format. They want to charge me for that MP3 format now. And it's my song. I bought my CD. I paid someone to buy that CD. It's not an illegal copy. It's not downloaded from someone else. It is mine. And I'm being restricted. Here's another fun thing. The Zune, which was supposed to have this feature called the social or whatever it is.
Oh, being able to beam songs.
Oh, no. You got to use the right word.
Oh, sorry.
Squirt music.
Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the official Microsoft term. To squirt music from one Zune to the next. Well, they did a study. I don't remember. I want to say it was Ars Technica or something like that. They did a study where they wanted to share all these songs, but only 40-some-odd% actually made it across, squirted to the other one. The rest of them had restrictions placed upon them by the music label to not be shareable. One of the restrictors was Universal. Microsoft is paying Universal $1 per Zune sold for
the right to do this.
The right to play the music. So here we have Microsoft spending $1 per Zune, and they're not even allowed to do what their promised function is.
Well, Microsoft did. I mean, that was one of the things we talked about. Microsoft paying money up front to avoid any sort of problems like what Apple's facing with the iPod, backlash from the industry.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically bought their way into it so that it could be used and sold and not have to worry about it. It's kind of shitty.
It's very shitty. I want everybody to realize this is going to start a fight again. And actually right now between myself and I guess you could say my web team of Mr. Man and myself and Juke and a couple others, we're rebuilding performact.com. We're going to need all of the voices we can get because we need to fight this. This is one of those things that scares the crap out of me because it's going to end my hobby.
Yeah.
It's going to end something that I have put years and years and years of work into. It's something that Murphy has come in and put tons of work into. Ginger has come in and put tons of work into. Decaf has come in and wasted 2 hours with.
And watched us put tons of
work
in.
And watched us put tons of work in.
But, I mean, the unfortunate
and
thing
Chief.
Is... Yeah, well, yeah. Well, the unfortunate thing is that... you guys are in the minority. I'd say about 70% of the people out there have no idea. They don't really understand what Perform Act is. They don't really understand what kind of repercussions
understand.
It'll have on them.
No, and if you want to read more about what it is, just look for Bill S.256. I think you have to go. You know what? I'll get that link up on the site soon enough. But
is the Perform PDF that you have linked off of the Perform
that's
Act.
The old version. That's the old. That's the old one they introduced last April.
I have to get a new one. I'm sorry.
So he just wanted to
stop spitting on me.
All right, so yeah, that's the Perform Act. That's my frustration is it's gonna ruin us. It's gonna ruin internet radio. It's gonna ruin podcasting for sure. It's going to ruin satellite radio and strip these features, this really awesome feature of being able to listen at your own leisure. Mm. It's the same thing they want to do with TiVos. It's what they wanted to do with VCRs. You know.
Well, as soon as everything went digital, people start freaking out. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, because you can make perfect copies after
Woo!
Copy after copy.
Yeah, because with analog, with each copy you made, you start losing fidelity. But with this, nah. Sounds good.
All right. So what we're going to do right now is we are going to go ahead and clip back into another break. We lied. We do give people pee breaks. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Could you talk into the mic?
Is it not working? I can't help it that
I'm straight on. Remember
Spank
earlier?
Spank Wagon Radio.
We'll be back.
Oh, you're going to take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're going to let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round. Yeah!
Hey, I got a question.
Yeah, what's that?
Since I got my black belt, do I have to register myself as like a lethal weapon now?
No, just still as a pedophile.
Oh, okay, okay. I just had to make sure, you know, yeah. All this registration and everything.
No problem. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
And we're back. We had a pretty good interview there. We hope the podcast, like I said, picks it up a little more. So listen to it. Listen good. We have another guest coming here on about 10 minutes. So I don't know. What do you guys want to do for a few minutes?
Well, I got a little news article.
Oh, let's go for it. Let's start for a little bit of a roundtable. Right.
New York City to launch official condom. What? Available soon from City Hall in New York, an official New York City condom.
Give it to me hard.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg's administration is focused on reducing rates of sexually transmitted diseases and AIDS. I thought that was a sexually transmitted disease, but
everyone has AIDS.
As part of the strategy.
Hey, someone else beat Murphy to his bit.
And part of this strategy is the aggressive promotion of free condoms.
See, now that's going to get all sorts of religious groups, all sorts of bent out of shape.
I think it's awesome. Las Vegas should have an official condom.
It's going to taste like Bombay Sapphire Gin.
And ass
juice. That means you're going to want to suck on it.
Damn it. Oh, well.
Nothing new about that.
I know. No, I think it's a great idea, but it's destined to failure because the minute they give a condom to a kid like who's 17 or 18, parent groups are going to go nuts and all those religious zealots are going to go nuts and it'll be over.
Wow. Well, according to this article, New York hands out about 18 million free condoms a year.
Wow.
Yeah, I had no idea about that.
Decaf, you got something to say?
Yeah, in the ghetto, none of them are ever used.
They're used as
balloons for parties and shit.
Party balloons.
For the
heroin mules.
For their baby shower.
Wait,
that's
wait.
What they're used for.
Oh. Wish you had these.
Ew.
Wait, here's the thing. Murph, what did you just say?
What?
You said heroin mule.
Yeah, use them for heroin mules.
There you go. 18 million mules out in the world. And
yeah, it helps. No, I just thought that was just kind of crazy.
Mike just came to a crashing halt, didn't
it? Yeah, it did. Wow.
Yeah.
Ginger,
okay.
you look
please
dumbfounded or confused or annoyed.
Because she's trying to figure out what a condom is.
Oh!
Oh!
Damn!
I got a good hit there.
Woo! Damn!
I think that, Ginger, are you pro condom or?
Oh yeah. Hi, I'm 29 and I have never been pregnant. Yeah, hello. Right.
Well, I mean, it just kind of scares me because I talking to.
She's either pro condom or pro anal.
Pro condom.
Pro oral.
Pro condom. No diseases. Pro condom.
Pro oral.
No, but talking to a lot of young people, I've run into a lot of 18, 19 year olds who pretty much think condoms suck, and I'm just like, you stupid motherfuckers.
Condoms rule.
Everyone.
I mean, why do you think
they
Murphy
taste
only,
like shit, yeah. But they're awesome.
Well, yeah. I mean, why do you think Murphy only has like 12 kids now? Yeah.
Only?
Condoms.
Well, I thought it was because he was Irish.
See, there you go. You went and did it. You went and did it, and now you're going to force me to do something.
Okay. Oh. All right.
Well, I guess last week you guys said that that I'm white in the closet, and I'm almost 30 years old, black, and have no kids. That's amazing.
There you
and
go.
I was born and raised in the ghetto.
Wow.
That is actually.
How'd you pull that off?
He's faggot.
I was ugly.
Dude, you look like MC Hammer or Arsenio Hall.
That is the shittiest recording.
Yeah.
Just wait for it.
Everybody's waiting.
Yeah. We're still waiting. Well,
the day is long. And tonight...
Stephen Hawking.
That's right. Stephen Hawking sings. Go to stephenhawkingsings.co.uk.
Where you're sure you'd have enough.
Oh, that's just
so bad. What? Like Stephen Hawking went out karaoke one night?
It sounds like he's got... You know what? It's on here. And bring me back up, Trench.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
That's awesome.
From Lifetime Music, you too, for $19.95, can order the hits of Stephen Hawking.
You know, there's someone out there that has that. They put that together
there's
in a flash.
There's a lady who's sure
All that glitters is gold.
Oh, no.
And she's spying a stairway to heaven.
Nice, nice.
Oh, nice.
So evil.
We know there's a listener out there.
What you doing, Ginger?
Download that.
You seem distracted.
I'm the chat. I cannot be in the chat room.
Someone close her laptop.
Yes.
Please. Someone stare at her tits. Thank you, Murph.
How many? You know what?
Thank you, Decaf.
Oh, man. I was looking at the piece of paper that
Do
was
Do I
by
have
our tits.
To hold paper over? I just have to come in. Even if I came in with shirts with a high neck, you guys.
You mean
still
turtleneck?
We'd be staring at the bulges.
It was education. I saw titcation. So.
Sweater puppies.
Yeah, she should wear a sweater.
Sweater kittens, actually, is what they're called.
Ooh. All right, so what else do we have? Because we got time to kill, ladies and gentlemen.
I have a story.
Of a lovely lady.
I have a couple stories. And now that my computer was shut, I lost one of them.
You told me to shut it.
I didn't. He told you to shut. You know what?
Don't even.
Do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't earn that one. Bad.
No, that wasn't shit compared to mine. Well, still
Did
stupid.
You guys love every minute of it? You
yes,
know
I
it.
Fucking do.
That's just because he wants me to hit him next.
Huh?
And he has dollars. All right, so go ahead, Ginger.
A DMV license inspector in Connecticut persuaded a woman to strip off some of her clothing in exchange for passing her driver's test.
That is fantastic.
Nice.
48-year-old man took advantage of a 20-year-old girl who failed her test several times in the past. He was charged with coercion when he turned himself into the police. Yeah, she failed her driver's test previously to do a road test with the same man. He told her that if she stripped, he would issue her license. So she took some items off and she got everything she needed.
I have audio from the inside of that car, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, let me just get it here.
Okay, wow.
Here it is.
The best is when I kneel down and get... You know what? One of these days, I'm going to catch your ass doing something, and it's fucking over.
Nice. Sorry, all right, so, yeah.
I didn't know it was that easy to get girls to strip.
Right? You know, it is because... And I'm not saying every girl, but come on. When they're desperate or stupid or low self-esteem... You know, or a combination of all of the above.
Well, how long have we been trying to get Ginger to show us her tits?
But Ginger has something
years.
A lot of girls don't have.
Boobies?
Morals.
A will.
Cleavage.
Yeah.
Morals.
That's true.
Morals.
Please.
Tact.
Yeah, I even laughed about that. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, we'll see how far that goes when you're drunk off your ass on the 16th.
Right? Yeah. No. I've never... Okay, I take it
back.
No never to it. It's
Only
happened.
Once, it's
Spank Wagon Host's gone wild.
I seriously Woo! Did try to find it online. Me and a couple friends' boobs got somewhere.
My wife in the chat room says, wow, I wonder if that'll get her out of all the tickets she'll get.
You know what? I've never done that. I'm such a good girl. Never, ever done it. Okay, for the next news story. A coach has been hitting kids' groins and he showed them porn. He's finally being charged with this. He's a former basketball coach at Monument Charter School in Colorado. He's being accused of dozens of courts, child abuse, sexual assault, and other crimes. He basically would pour cold water on them, show them
Jesus.
Porn, hit them in the groin, throw basketballs in the groin. Yeah, the...
Bombardment!
Fair. I'm being taken over.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we have our next guest in.
Denied.
Do we?
I think we do. They should be on the board.
There we go. Right. Hey,
there
there's my
are.
Mic. Didi, you there?
I'm here. You know cell phones. I'm on a cell phone.
Oh, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have Didi from XM Radio. Say hi, Didi.
Hi. How are you?
We are fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Guys, for those of you that don't know, Didi is one of the radio personalities. Now, you do have a show on. You have you do. Help me out here with this. You do the traffic on XM, correct?
Yes, I do traffic and weather for Chicago, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
But then once in a while, you can also hear me. Sometimes I'm on Opie and Anthony channel.
On the that's XM 202 for that one. Yeah, the virus. Now you also have some of your own stuff though coming out as well.
Yes, Dee Dee's Basement.
Now what is Dee Dee's Basement?
Can I be like a? Can I plug it?
Go ahead,
please.
MySpace.com/DEEDEES Basement.
Yeah, we'll make sure we put a link to that on our page and on our MySpace page.
Mm-hmm.
So, Didi, now, I'm an XM listener, and I think I told you that on the phone today. We have some questions about XM and about traditional radio as well, how the two kind of intermingle. Now,
asking me?
Yeah, I know. This is going to be great. Actually, it's all kind of from a standpoint. How did you get into XM radio?
Well, when it was first starting up, I was in Chicago working at a station in Chicago at the time called The Zone. Okay. And they changed format, and so that meant my job was gone. And I knew XM was starting up. So I sent them a demo, and they're like, oh, because of my cartoon voice, maybe you should do XM Kids. So I did some freelance for them when I moved to D.C., not having a job, just saying, you know what, if I want to do it, I got to be in D.C. And so I did freelance from 2001 to 2004, and then I became full-time when they started the traffic and weather.
Now, it's kind of weird. You have a very distinguishable voice that is unmistakable. Having you do the news and do, well, the weather and traffic for those cities, I've heard you say some stings and sausage. Those are some key words for you that I'm actually a big fan of when you say. Have you gotten...
Oh, wait, say that again?
Stings?
Sting, yeah, when I get spanked.
Oh, yeah, Didi gets spanked, and it's funny.
Yeah, when they come to D.C. to do the news, O&A, Jim Norton one time... he was spanking me while I was reading the news.
Now, that was awesome. Keith the Cop as well, who was working your ass over
Keith
a little
the
bit
cop.
There?
Yeah, oh my God, you remember everything. You do listen.
I told you, I'm a pest. I've heard the stories.
Oh, dear.
Now, the stories are kind of important because you've gotten away from the kids' work, and now you're doing more of the adult things. I did get to hear part of your one-night stand, so to speak, on 202 a couple weeks ago. Is that going to progress?
Well, I don't know if it's going to progress with them, but it is going to progress.
How is that?
Oh, well, details at myspace.com /DD's Basement.
She's
I can't go
coy.
Into it right now, but I will be doing other things, yes.
That's going to be a lot of fun. So, how much of a perception change was there with XM management and with some of your listeners when you went from the kids stuff now onto 202, onto the virus, the more adult things? And
it was really cool. I mean, my program director for the XM kids, he was like, well, what do you want to do? I said, well, because in Chicago I did more of the, you know, adult radio on the air too, and I kind of like missed it, and I said, well, I kind of want to get back into that. He goes, it's okay. And he goes, if ever you decide you want to come back, just, you know, whatever. They're really cool. It's really however, wherever I want to go, I let them know, and then they work with me.
There is something kind of dirty and funny about hearing your voice telling stories, you know, being spanked or the UPS guy, things like that.
Oh, my God, the UPS guy.
What, can you tell the UPS guy story for the people that haven't heard it?
Why don't we start from the beginning so people understand that I'm a recovering Elkie, and it started when I was drinking in my blackout.
Oh, dear.
Oh, the blackout stories are
epic.
Yeah,
like how I ended up married in Vegas one time to a Brit. To some guy from England. I had no clue I was married till I woke up the next day, and he's like, how does it feel to be married? I'm like, what? And then he turned out to be a counterfeiter. Yeah, it was because whenever I drink, I would black out, so obviously I don't drink anymore. I've been sober for a while. But the UPS guy, yeah, that's kind of interesting.
Okay, now I'm not an XM listener, so you got to give me a little bit more of the story. What's the UPS story?
The UPS guy, okay, when I was living in Virginia, I ordered some stuff, and the UPS guy came, and he was cute. He's cute. He had, you know, he's cute. He was eye candy to me. And so I started ordering more packages just so I could see him.
Oh, nice.
and then I started, you know, I would flirt with him here and there. And then one day I invited him in for coffee, and he said, sure. And, well, you know, one thing led to another, and bada-boom, bada-bang, we had sex.
All right.
And so, you know, he brought a whole new meaning to what can brown for you.
Nice.
So, yeah, so that's the UPS story. And it was fun while it lasted, but then I moved. And I said bye-bye.
And then her UPS driver turned out to be a woman, and it just didn't work out well from there.
It was counterfeiting packages.
Oh, boy. Now, so you had the one-night show on 202, and... They were trying to get you to lick Bob Kelly's ass to do it.
Yeah, but I didn't have to do it.
Didn't have to do it.
But see, did you hear the show Friday before that show?
I didn't get
Opie
to hear that.
So mean to me.
Oh, that's nothing new. Opie's always cruel to you.
I know. Well, he was over cruel, and I was just like, you know what? I'm going to go on, and I'm not even going to do a show because it's just like the news. They're just messing with me. That's how I feel. Like, I don't think they're serious. They're not going to ever take me serious. So I have to go places where they are going to say, okay, you know what? She's got something here. Like, I did a whole week on JFK in D.C. I did it. There's a talk channel in, or a station. See, I get confused. Station channel when you go from terrestrial to satellite. But in D.C., there's a talk station or a talk radio station called JFK, WJFK 106.7. And I did a whole week there for an audition called Dee Dee's Basement. And they liked it, but I don't know if I'll get picked up. But it will be picked up. Don't worry, it will be.
So is there going to be another shot for you on 202, or is Opie going to hold true to the one and done?
I have no idea. You know, only time will tell with that. I have to prove myself to them. I honestly don't think they think I can do it.
Well,
even
I mean,
though I've been doing it since 88.
there's a niche to it, though. I mean, you said there might be some ideas, maybe pairing you up with a pest or maybe Big A. But, I mean, if that doesn't work out, I mean, I'm sure you don't honestly want to spend your entire time doing that. What do you have coming up that you're looking forward to?
I'm sorry, my phone cut out. What?
So what do you have coming up as far as projects or events? What do you have coming up that you're really looking forward to?
I have a movie being produced.
A movie?
Yes, about my crazy life, Lubricated in Lunacy. It's called Lubricated in Lunacy, and it's being, they're writing the script as we speak.
And is it going to be, I mean, I'm sure it's probably going to be mainly...
Dark comedy.
I was going to say, I don't think it's going to be a drama. So yes. It's...
Dark comedy. A guy who used to work, his name is Joe Dooley. He used to work for Saturday Night Live. He's writing it with his wife, Charlie, who is from England. So you have an East Coast guy and a Brit writing it. So you're bound to get good dark humor.
And I'm sure we're going to get some of the stories that, you know, the listeners like I have grown to like. But are there going to be some new stories in there too?
I'm sorry.
I'm sure we'll get the stories that the faithful listeners like myself have come to grow and love. But
and you'll
we...
get some new ones, too. But I'm going to save that for the movie.
Oh, saving it for the movie. So where can listeners...
Gotta have a little tease for the movie.
Oh,
of course.
As long as we can get a live-action scene of you being spanked somewhere in the movie, that'd be fantastic.
Well, the thing is, who's going to play me?
Why not you?
Myself.
You know, do it as like a DVD extra during the commentary, have someone spanking you.
Or you could just do it where you're the cameo doing the spanking.
Oh, okay.
So where can people hear you now, Dee Dee?
Well, doing the traffic for XM, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on channel 215, 219, and 217. And then also, I'm going to be on February 3rd. You can also catch me doing my show at 99.5 in D.C. It's a radio station. And you can listen live on the Internet. hot995.com, and I'll be on February 3rd from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That is awesome. Dee Dee, we're gonna have to let you run. We've got some things we've got to take care of here in the studio. Thank you very much. You've been a wonderful guest. And,
no, thank you.
Let's hope you don't get violated on the way home.
What would you do if it was a FedEx guy? Never mind.
Oh, boy. Hey, come on now.
Come on now.
Leave her be.
All right.
You know what? She is an inspiration.
How so?
Why?
Why are you an inspiration? Just because you're not scared of what you can do.
You know, I look at it this way. One program director years ago in Chicago told me because of my voice, I would never make it. And look where I'm at today.
That's awesome.
So don't listen. If people tell you you can't make it, if you feel it inside you and you know you can and you just keep going for it, go for it. You never know when it's going to happen, but just don't give up. I didn't give up, and now I look where I'm at today.
Now, Dee Dee, you remember that when Eric Logan comes to you and says, hey, these people from this spank wagon thing are saying that you can vouch for them, that they're a great show. You remember that.
I will.
There you go.
All right, Dee, okay. we're gonna let you go. Thank you very much, and hopefully we talk to you again soon.
No, thank you.
All right, have a great night.
Have a good night.
Bye.
All right, so that was Dee Dee from
XM
Radio. Plenty of other shows, too. That's Very impressive. What can Brown... for her, it's what did Brown do to you?
You should hear some of the stories. The waking up from a weekend in Louisiana, no idea how she got there. I mean, I hear, you know, every once in a while on 202, and hopefully she does get her own show, because she is really funny, and that voice is... It's trippy to hear those things come out of her mouth.
Yeah, it would be. Absolutely.
But that's her best-selling point.
But here's the thing. Could you imagine that voice in bed with you?
No, I would die
just
laughing.
Just screaming more, more, harder, do it now. You know,
spank me,
deliver
me.
Your package, whatever. You know? And hearing that voice say that I don't know. I might actually like that.
Huh. Oh, goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Trenchers are furry inside. Yeah. Just know it.
No way. What the? All right, so here's what we're going to do right now. Spank Wagon Radio, the greatest internet radio show ever. We need to open up the phone lines and get ready for our roundtable discussion as we have commiserating in the office here. So what we're going to do, if Chief can load this in the chat room, but we want you to call now and join our conversation, either your own topic or join in on any of our topics. The phone number is 1-866-587-6257. We'd love to hear from our callers, love to hear from our listeners, I should say. We want to hear from you. So we'll open up the roundtable discussion between us and you. Again, that number.
We want to touch you in your special parts.
Yes, we want you to know and learn about our brown package. I guess that's BB.
Only Decaf has the brown package.
Big Daddy's all about the brown package.
Big Daddy, I got to publicly say, I'm sorry for running you out there on that line. I know you're trying to get a question out, but I know Trench was giving me the wrap it up sign.
Okay. Yep.
So I apologize. I wasn't ignoring you.
That's my fault then, I guess.
The boss was calling the shots on that one.
You'll never be anything in radio. I can never do that. We're internet radio. Who am I fooling? All right. So again, that number, it is toll free, 1-866-587-6257. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Murph, Ginger, you have a topic? Yeah.
I got cut off in my other topic.
Okay, why don't we...
Sorry.
I don't remember where I was.
Murphy, you're two strikes, man.
It was poor time management on my part.
Wow.
Murphy sucks. Come on, join.
No. Okay.
Murphy
sucks.
I'm still thinking about working for UPS.
Oh, geez.
Fuck, it's like that.
Yeah, I can see him, too. He'd be like, what can Brown do?
Deliver the Brown.
Oh, shit.
Actually, my wife had a good idea. You said you actually kind of like it. Just have your wife suck down the little helium before you
But if she sucks out too much, she passes out, it may be even better. All right, so.
Oh. Oh.
You finally can do that thing that she won't let you do.
Ooh.
Ew.
You'll be able to screw in a very uncomfortable place. Like
that kid's Volkswagen. He was going for a ball rats joke.
I know. Forgot to bring it up on the air. One of my friends has been listening to the show, and one of the titles of his emails to me said, "Spank me in your wagon."
Nice.
It is the favorite. It's
You're listening to the greatest internet radio show, Spank Me in Your Wagon.
Coming to you live from the backside.
What's your friend's name?
What's Tex?
Tex.
Texas, but no.
Yeah, we kind of. You got to understand, I got like a 105-pound dude with cowboy boots, 10-gallon hat, 5-gallon head, and a WWE pro wrestling belt buckle going under my head. So I don't know about Tex, but I'm sure he's cool.
When I think of Tex, I think of the fucking S.E. Hinton story.
Which is that?
Tex, it was like the Outsiders.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
High school.
I don't know. Chief, what? Someone says Tex, what do you think of?
Not shooting text.
Nice. Murph?
Message.
Message? Text message. All right.
Wow. That's my head. I'm always filling in the gaps.
No, you're not. There's a huge gap between this ear and that ear.
Yeah, I know. I
all
am
right?
The gap.
Mirror Pose Rose says she's not sucking helium.
She's sucking something.
Yeah.
Don't.
It's like every time
you are right now?
Me?
What?
Or you did at Disneyland?
You're sucking the skin off a black cock.
And I didn't even have
but
to
you know what?
The,
you know what?
The
funny.
Sound clip.
Do you know when you were at Disneyland, your phone pocket dialed me?
Oh, did it?
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell is this? And then I hear you on a ride or in a line of some sort.
Probably on a ride. That Friday, man, there were just no lines for anything. We were just walking onto things.
That's
left and right.
Nice.
It was great.
Okay.
Right. News, guys, roundtable.
I want to know if Murphy had sex at Disneyland.
Of course he did. He fucked a Muppet. He's like, take it, Big Bird, take it.
Wow. Yeah, pretty much at that point. Yeah I found someone in the costume and did it.
Hey, now, talking about Disneyland and costumes, the lawsuit against Disneyland for Tigger slapping a kid, supposedly. Has anybody heard about this?
We actually ran a news story on this.
Yep, we talked about it before on the show a little bit.
It does look, I mean, honestly, it does look like Tigger kind of grabbed the kid's arm and just slapped him.
Put him in an arm bar.
Yeah, he put him in an arm bar.
You know why? You know why?
I heard more about this, though.
Basically, he put him in that because the kid kept yanking the costume hard, supposedly.
No. What it was is that the kid came up to him and said, "Hey, nigger."
Oh!
Tigger was black, so he just had to belt the motherfucker. He gotta do.
This is my Thousand Acre Wood, bitch! Pap, 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 pap.
I'm surprised you haven't done a darker perspective of Disneyland.
Because
he can't get into Disneyland.
I've been there once. I don't really.
I have to say this.
Everyone's Disneyland lovers here. I decided I'll talk about her. I'll be.
Last week, while you were in Disneyland, we went to Disney on Ice.
How was that?
That was interesting. It was pretty well done. I mean, it was, you know, but man, I'll tell you what, you to do that every week or every weekend, three times a weekend, you understand why they fall now on Fridays. Because they're like, okay, do the stunt again.
Oh, Jesus.
So it was okay, but I will say this. My little boy, who's just over 2 years old now, sat and watched that thing like it was the greatest thing ever. Whenever Mickey Mouse or Minnie Mouse would be up on the ice, he went ballistic.
Aww.
Mickey Mouse! Mickey Mouse! Mickey Mouse! We know. Mickey Mouse! Mickey Mouse! We know. Mickey! And then Mickey would leave. Bye, Mickey!
Don't you remember I had the exact same story from my boy with Elmo?
Yep. Exact same thing. So he just went nuts. All right. So
speaking of psychotic children, little Timmy just hit the chat room.
What's up,
all right. So here's how it is. We know you're in the chat room. We want to hear from you. Help jumpstart this. 1-866-587-6257. We love our callers, so go ahead and give us a call.
All right, so let's start off tonight with something that I didn't think I'd ever hear. Homophobic Christian rock.
Yeah!
Bring me up, homie.
Oh, you're up.
Here
it
is.
You say homophobic and you won't be... Never mind.
I like to be touched those special places.
Give me strength to fight temptation. Lord, lead me into your salvation. The Bible says, as plain as day, with a man you shall not lay.
Wow.
Fill me with your love. These feelings and help me rise above. Lord, help them hear me and make clear my voice. Cause being gay is nothing but a choice. God hates a fag. God hates fags. God hates
fags. Oh my.
Oh my God! Wow. Are you fucking serious?
I am absolutely serious. The name of the guy.
You are going to put podcasting to an end.
Here's a prediction. This guy's going to come out of the closet in 5 years.
His name is Donnie Davies. It's Donnie Davies in the Evening Service.
Oh.
And the name of the song is The Bible Says.
How old is this motherfucker?
He looks like he's in his mid-30s, and he looks like he's fucking straight gay. Here, let me give you some more.
No, he looks gay.
Oh my God!
Yeah. This guy looks like he's fighting being gay every day. I'm gonna put the link.
There's no virtue in sodomy. Now you know.
Wow.
I can respect that his opinion, but there. Okay, listen. I mean, I think I can say this for everybody in the studio. I know our studio engineer is probably in the green room, so I can't speak for him. but being gay is not a choice. It is how you're mentally wired. Isn't that right, engineer? The hell is that?
What?
Chief?
No, it's decaf watching CNN.
Why are you
watching? Never mind.
So here we got this asshole who's doing this homophobe Christian rock song. Where was this from? Because you said this
name,
is a video.
Yeah, it's a video. It's on break.com. I did just put the link in the chat room there, and it is homophobic Christian rock. It is
hate rock.
It is Hate Rock. The name of his album is The Bible Says. I'm trying to get a direct link to his website right now.
Blank here says that he sounds like he has a crush on Jesus.
It, you know, when you look at him and look at the music, it literally looks like he's a gay guy who's trying to say, I've chosen not to be gay. It is.
Why isn't he a Scientologist?
Up. Yeah, no shit.
Because Scientology can cure you in a half an hour being a gay man, right?
So, exactly.
With meds.
So here's the question. Here's the point that this brings up. The Bible says, love everybody. So isn't it basically against the Bible to say that you hate gay people as a Christian?
Well, fundamentally, well, wait. We've got the theology major.
Okay, all right. There's actually two strings of thought on this. Because the Old Testament is pretty...
evil?
Pretty evil. But besides that, it's actually pretty homophobic and everything, anti-gay. But the New Testament actually has quite a few little bits and pieces in there that people don't necessarily understand. There's a story about how the centurion goes up to Jesus and he's like, hey, my slave, he's all sick and everything. You know, I've been hearing you're like the big guy, so, you know, I believe in you, so can you heal him? And Jesus heals him. Well, if you understand Greek and Roman culture at the time, like, the only reason that this centurion, which actually would be a high point in Roman society, would ever ask anything about a slave as if they were lovers.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So, in other words, a little bit of background says that you may be the owner, but you own his ass that you want to tap.
Okay, which brings me a question. I mean, who has the right to go and get the Bible and edit it the way they want to? I mean, who?
The Romans.
It's not editing. It's interpretation.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a bunch of psalms put together by generations of families, and then they finally put it on paper. I'm sorry. With my background, I am so anti-fucking religion, it's not even funny, because you cannot say that's end-all, be-all fact.
No.
You cannot say that's how you...
Well, I mean... You tweak the Bible every 5 years.
Well, it's not just Christianity. Every religion does this, where you have fundamentalists who interpret the Bible one way...
The way they want it to be interpreted.
Yeah, and if nobody else interprets it that way, they're going to hell.
See, now, here's the part that really fucked me up, is that a lot of these fundamentalists say God hates fags because it's in the Bible, and it says that, and we have to take that as law. But you're ignoring some of the other stuff. Like in that exact, I can't even remember where it's at, in the Bible where it says man shall not lay with another man.
Yeah.
Some interpretations
That's actually a mistranslation.
Yeah, well, some people say that only refers to male prostitution. It doesn't refer to homosexuality. But in that exact same chapter, they talk about how if a child curses their parents, they should be killed.
Yeah.
If someone says, fuck you, mom, why aren't there Christians around there with a sword putting them through kids' heads?
You're absolutely right.
Why
do
they get to be so fucking selective?
That's what I was just going to say. They're being selective because it's a matter of convenience.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you have so many people out there in the world that religion, I mean, I always joke about how, you know, people are religious on Sunday and it's over for the rest of the week. You know, on Sunday they go to church, they go to dinner, they do their thing, they're religious, they go back to Monday beating their wife.
Trust me, because living in the west side of Las Vegas, you know there's like churches on every corner.
Yeah.
Every corner. So you'll see the people all dressed up for church on Sunday, then I see them smoking crack in the outside of their house on Monday.
You know? And that's just it. They're too selective, and religion has, and I guess it's in a way, and we may want to maybe diverge this then, this topic, but religion, it may be a good thing that it's selective in the sense that if we live in those times, wouldn't we just be Puritans? Wouldn't we not advance as a culture, as a society, as a people? Would we look at people like I would have to say this, and this is such a compliment, but Ginger, here in the studio, I would have to say, is probably more progressive than all of us combined. Chief, you're close, but she knows individuality. She expresses individuality in an awesome way. From the hair to the shoes with the breast silicone implants
and the giant boobies.
But the tattoos, you know, things like that. They're wonderful. But with religion being what it is, that's not acceptable.
And I have family members that don't accept me because of that, because of how I was raised and what they still believe in, which is just a controlled sense of a mindset. It's just... to me, it's sad. And I was forced to live that lifestyle for 13 years once I realized...
You were a Jehovah's Witness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's pull this back to the homosexuality topic.
Better odds.
What?
I wanted a religion, better odds. Jehovah's Witness.
Okay. Religion in America, to me, it's like picking and choosing what kind of shoe brand do you want. Because when I was down in Mexico,
in the Catholic religion, and they're deeply Catholic. I mean,
to the book.
And then you come to America, and then people are like picking choosing religions like coffee. Well, I guess I'll be Mormon this week.
The really funny thing about Mexican Catholicism is it's so intermingled with the native religions of each specific part of Mexico that, I mean, it's almost like Santeria. I mean, it's really like...
Well, it's the same... The same thing can be said about Presbyterian religion because it's so intermingled based upon the culture it's from. You know, American Presbyterian is 100% different in a lot of ways than...
than European.
Actually, not even European. European, they went to Church of England, but in, like, Korea, Korean Presbyterians are just... way different.
And again, the same thing can be said for Mormons. Look at how intertwined the Mormon religion is with the culture there in fucking Utah.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy to see people misinterpreting and being so completely hypocritic about what they believe in and then their personal and then what become political beliefs.
Right. Let's go ahead and change gears if we want to. Any last comments before we do?
Real quick,
I go egg a church tonight.
From Donnie Davis's website, his own website, he says, "I am in fact a reformed homosexual, and I'm trying to let people know that they escape that there is an escape from being gay."
Okay, there is. It is how you're mentally wired. There is no escape from being gay.
Everybody, is a self-hating gay. Yeah.
Everybody, watch CNN the next in another like 4 or 5 years. This guy is going to be on there after molesting somebody.
Nope, not at all. You want to know why? Because of his religious status, because he's a religious singer, because he's a religious person, he's going to be ignored through and through. Guarantee it.
Until he molests a 13-year-old.
Yeah, until he does something stupid.
Holy shit.
All right, real quick, we want...
Tech Pepsi is our new token homosexual.
Okay, great. Let's go ahead. Phone lines are open, 1-866-587-6250. Wait a minute. Did you say he's our...
He's our token homosexual. He's just putting in the chat room that he came out, apparently, I want to say last week.
He came out last week?
Pepsi, if you can call us in, I would love some explanation on this. It says, "Last week I dealt with this, and it was such and such, and everything was gay, gay, yay, you're gay, why are you gay?" So I sound like it sounds like here that Tech actually did come out or had to explain to someone he was already out. So, Tech, if you're, please call. I would love to talk to you. You know, that's one thing I've never actually had a conversation with a homosexual person about, is how they came out and how they were perceived by friends, family, and whatnot.
Well, I've actually had this conversation because I've had a lot of bosses.
Other than with Chief.
Well, yeah, Chief. I've had a boss who is gay. I have coworkers who are gay. And it's one of those topics that we always somehow, like if there's just downtime, the conversation comes up. And I always ask, so how did you present this to your parents? And, you know, some of them say they still don't know. Some of them have said that, you know what, when I told them, they didn't talk to me for a month and then things warmed up. And some had just the horrible reaction of being kicked out of their house and, you know, everything in their life was ruined and, you know, because of their parents' fears. So,
wow.
And I do want to say, too, as on the religion thing, just because I was raised a specific way doesn't mean I have any ill will towards people that are very religious, because I have a lot of friends. Yeah. Like one of my models that's going to be in here, she's very Mormon. Mm-hmm. I love her to death. She believes in what she believes in, and she's not closed-minded.
But you know what? That's the best part right there, that last statement. She's not closed-minded.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, have to worry when you get people like Donnie Dickhead here who says, hey, you know, I'm this way and you should be too.
Right.
That's not what religion is. Religion is trying to get people to come to your side based upon their own judgments and wants. All right, we got a caller. Who's calling in?
This is Tech.
Oh, God, it's Tech Pepsi. All right, so tell us, what conversation, and you're out of the closet now, so what conversation did you have to fend off?
Well, I came out in 2003, and ever since then, I was like, dealt with. So, you know, I was confronted with one of my Christian friends, and I had to go somewhere. I had to go somewhere, and I was about to leave, and he spent on the phone with me like for 3 hours, and he asked me like, okay, just a second, let me get the Bible. I was like, okay, great. He's going to Bible thumped me.
Uh-huh, okay.
And so I mean, he was like, you know, like, I was actually sending him something in the email, and then he found out that I was gay.
Okay.
By my email signature, and I was like, okay, you know, great, you know, he's going to. So anyway, I mean, and you know, when I came out to my parents, you know, like they were like, you know, like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah. I'm pretty sure, and anyway, what else? And so, I mean, he, you know, like, all my friends are like, you know, it's like, okay, you know, I don't think I should be a friend with you anymore because you're queer.
Oh, that's horrible.
Well, okay, you know, now, Tech, I haven't had a chance to talk to you yet, but this is Murphy. I have a question. Now, you are gay, and when you came out to your parents, did your dad blame himself?
Actually, my mom remarried, and so my stepdad, he doesn't really care.
Did they beat you?
No.
Did they touch you?
No.
Do you wish they did?
That would be scary.
Well, I guess now I get to ask all the inappropriate questions. Are you a top or a bottom?
I would actually be a bottom.
You're a catcher.
Now wait, is it just bottom or are you a power bottom?
I would be a power bottom.
Power bottom. Now, would you say that you're a size queen or?
No, I'm not a size queen. No way.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, a size queen is someone who looks for very large cocks.
In other words, we'll give you
like,
a picture of decaf.
Like decaf. Now, do you like black men?
If you gave me a picture between a large cock or a small cock, you know, like, what would I go for? It's like, it doesn't really matter. Size doesn't matter.
Go for
really
the black one.
So, it doesn't matter if it's a small cock or a big cock. You just want the cock.
Go for the black one. It's much more filling.
Now, are you single? Are you single right now, Tech, or are you?
Yeah, I'm single.
You know, I got to tell you, decaf. Decaf single as well.
Have you ever sucked the skin off of a black cock?
Sure, I guess so.
Do you have a preference on the race? Do you like white guys, black guys? I mean, you probably don't like Asian guys.
It doesn't really matter. The inside counts.
So wait, but the inside would count for you since you're the bottom. I mean, it would definitely be an outside thing.
You know,
for the top.
I mean, your personality and stuff. I mean,
oh, okay, so you're a personality queen.
So what's the dating scene look like for you where you are right now?
It sucks.
Where are you at in the country?
I live in Thousand Oaks, California, and it pretty much sucks.
Well, you're in California. I mean, there's fags aplenty there.
Dude, that's a land of fruits and nuts.
you need to go to Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, no. North Hollywood, North Hollywood.
Yes. North Hollywood and... Wear, you know, fishnet stockings and just assless chaps. I mean, you'll pretty much be set.
That's that or South Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Tech Pepsi.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Tech Pepsi, you are officially our token fag.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Look at that.
Ginger had no idea. Ginger
didn't know.
That's Ginger's first initiation into me standing up with the mic. Because when I stand up with the mic.
I didn't understand what you're doing.
It's about to get painful.
Wow. No, that's awesome. I mean, you know, he came out. He's
and now his breath smells like bleach. So it's a wonderful thing. Oh shit, Trench is gonna lose it. Trench is gonna lose it.
Oh wait. He can get, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Were you really gonna throw up?
No, he was
a mouthful of water.
He had a mouthful of water. I mean, Tech is a wonderful guy, and granted, he can shit now and not feel it. So
you know what? No one will hear him fart.
Jesus Christ!
Wow.
What was that? Beans.
What the hell is that? He's walking down the street. Is he in corduroys? No.
Wow.
You can shit a bowling ball and not even feel it.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Is that Tex? Oh!
Yeah!
No, you're not. You know what?
Not Tech Pepsi, but... Oh, tech, no, no, tech? No, no, no. Come on, bring
oh,
it up.
That's the cowboy, right?
The cowboy.
how close was I for my description?
Not very.
Not at all.
Damn.
Not at all.
Tech.
I'm going to get my ass kicked now.
So that was Tech Pepsi, our new token fag, and... I would love to put him in a room with decaf and
some butter.
And some butter. That would be fantastic.
Butter, decaf,
hey,
Tech
hey,
Pepsi.
Hey,
no,
hey,
no,
hey.
I think
oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
What?
Margarine.
He's watching his cholesterol.
Wait. My only answer? Sodite.
Sodomite?
Even better.
A little Celine Dion.
There you go. Celine Dion.
Man.
It's God. Gay.
What?
Your wife won't let you let you put it up her ass, will she?
Actually.
And on that note.
There it is.
God hates bags. But we like them.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Bag Radio.
Freudian slip.
Yeah, really. Spank Wagon Radio. I have been your host, Trencher.
I'm Chief.
Yeah.
Ginger.
And the indomitable Mr. Murphy.
We got a lot of people we need to thank, so let's get to it. Let's give all our mad props out. Alien Binary, BNM, Chizad, Chris 1019, Jelly, Little Timmy, Miraposa Rose, Tech Pepsi, Toe, Toodle Nuggets, Virtual One. Every one of you earns
mad props.
You forgot
bitches.
Blank.
Huh?
The blank line.
Oh, God, the blank line. Well, they wanted to be anonymous anyway.
That's true.
Let's not point them out. They wanted to be anonymous. All right, we also got to thank every single one of our syndicates and also, well, LV Rocks and LVRocks.com for allowing us to play on the air. Door from Hell Radio, Flash FM, Fox FM, and KC Host Radio Network. And remember, kids, if we're not live,
you'll find us in the archive.
You'll find us in
the
archive.
Fuck off, cocknose. Guys, don't forget, big thanks to the guys from MediaLoper.com. Kirk, you were wonderful. And don't forget, Dee Dee's Basement. We'll put the links for her MySpace page on ours.
She's very already cool. Our friend.
And speaking of MySpace,
www.myspace.com/spankwagon. Please be our friend.
We want friends. And, of course, don't forget to check it out. It will be updated and ready to go soon, but it'll be performact.com. So for everybody here in the studio, we're done.
Retards, out!